That's a Bill Monroe tune. We're going to do a Todd Snyder joint about baseball because we're big fans of the San Francisco Giants. They just kind of won the National League in a pretty badass fashion. So we're in a baseball mood here, people.
The day back in 1917 when he and his wife took a trip to the bump off a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, if the world hadn't melted away, that's about the time Coach Murdoch came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on the birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. A crowd dragged back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. Finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down, four, three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. And all those badass names come ringing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with each new swing of the bat. A single look like a fist falling off a table, but number one was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time. I discovered you can't judge a book. Given those Padres fits. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up to nothing, and they still hadn't got any hits. With one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking, and those waves of color were going wild. Thank you. was high as he had ever been. Dancing at the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. Though the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was the time Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book